Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. And you could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we are told. I thank you again for joining us. God is so great. This has been a great, great week already. You know, when you just watch God's hand, when you see God moving, you got to see his hand in everything. Regardless of what you're seeing, you got to intentionally see him moving on your behalf. So we give God praise for you this evening as you joined us on Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is fierce. Now, before we jump into our topic with our special guest, we want to thank our sponsors for joining us, supporting us this evening. We have the Jazz Panther Foundation, who is going to be doing the Jasmine House annual, Open Heart Campaign. And the Open Heart Campaign is December 22nd, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located at the Kingdom Works International Ministries at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, as in George, and that is December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, as in George. The Jasmine House Foundation, it says, in the spirit of giving and sharing, we will be wrapping gifts and toys and gift cards sponsored by Toys for Tots. Make it a family event and join us as we spread the love and holiday cheer. Please consider volunteering or donating wrapping paper, tape, bows, or gift cards for teen gifts. The event will be open to the community. Refreshments will be provided along with holiday music and fellowship. Again, that's December 22nd, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G at Kingdom Works International Ministries, and it is the annual Open Heart Campaign for the Jasmine House Foundation. Then we also have, we have the Santa Holiday event coming up on December the 9th, and get your tickets out on Eventbrite. That event is going to be so much. You have Joyce White as well as myself. We will be the MCs and media, doing media coverage at that event, so we're so excited about that. The tickets are only $5. Children can get in for free. So excited about that opportunity, seeing family, friends. They're going to be doing a huge, huge toy giveaway, so make sure you go out there and look up Santa's Holiday Jubilee. It is sponsored by BBB Productions, December 9th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Dawn Event Center at 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, 30331. Right, and that will be all of our events that have been announced and the sponsors. Thank you so much. And we had Kim Mays, congratulations on the release of your book. She had a release and first book signing this past Saturday. Congratulations. You can go out and still purchase our book online, and it's called Four Husbands, Three Divorces, Two Lovers, One God. There's a life story account about her life. Her name is Kim Mays, M-A-Y-S. And you can go out and take a look at her book. Then we have Apostle Zoe Leggett. Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett released her manual called The Original Version. And it's helping you get back to the true intent of who you are and your identity. And Christ in your identity in the kingdom of God. So you can get the original version out on bit.ly.originalversion, SW. You can go out and get that. It is available in ebook as well as a hard copy, A Zoe Life Ministries on Facebook. You can inbox and find out how you can get your physical copy if you want a physical copy instead of a paper copy. So, guys, thank you so much, all of our sponsors, for joining us and supporting us on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, next week, before I forget, so don't forget, guys, start thinking about I do apologize, guys. I tell you, these technical issues, we bind them in the name of Jesus. So next week, we're going to be doing our annual show. So start thinking about, the topic is going to be, what are you thankful for? And so that's going to be our third or fourth annual show entitled, What Are You Thankful For? And so my guests are actually you, the listeners. And I need you to not just listen by internet, or just listen, but I need you to participate, because there are people who listen or who have hard times during the holidays. Maybe they've lost loved ones. Maybe they've had bad experiences during the holiday season, or maybe their money's funny. But guess what? Regardless of what you have or you don't have, God is still faithful, true, and just. And so I need you guys to remember that you are that light to someone else that needs to hear it. So next week, be prepared to dial in and share, what are you thankful for? That's our annual call-in show, and the guests are actually the audience. So you'll be dialing in next week as you normally would, 929-477-2178. And for those of you who listen by internet and you want to share, you have to dial in with that number to participate. And I want you to share with us what you're thankful for, because I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit first had me do it, I was like, okay, God, because I really hadn't planned on doing a show. I was going to do a replay because it was a holiday season. And the Lord, I kept hearing the Lord say, what are you thankful for? And I'm like, well, Lord, I'm thankful for everything. But he said, no, what are you thankful for? So when he didn't give me an answer on which replay, I said, okay, God, we go live in a couple of hours. And he said, that's the topic of your show, thankful for. And your guests are going to actually be your listeners, your audience. So we're going to be having that next week, guys. That is our annual show that we have been putting on for the last almost 4 years. So we're looking forward to that show. So make sure you start thinking. Get your nerve together now. And you don't have to say your name if you don't want to. You can be anonymous. But please share next week. What are you thankful for? We're going to be looking forward to hearing from you, because someone needs to hear what you have to say. It's going to be a blessing to them and a blessing for them. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us, and we want to thank each and every one of our sponsors. And tonight's topic is fierce. And we have an awesome, awesome guest tonight, Prophetess Deborah Allen. And I tell you, a powerful woman of God, has been a blessing to many. She's been in ministry for 23 years. I'm going by my memory at this time, because when I tell y'all, this is going to be a powerful show, because my computer has been acting real quirky for about the last 20 minutes leading up into the show. And I said, hadn't had any issues until it was time to go live. So you know what? The devil is a liar, and we're moving forward. But we want to welcome her onto the show and thank her for her time, for her heart, her sharing of her gifts. And Prophetess, I'll be bringing you on shortly. I am actually trying to get you on right now because the system, it is in a frozen status. But I have you on in just a moment. We give God praise. We give God praise. We give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me come out and go back into it. I tell you, it is so funny when you have been working and promoting and doing things for hours, and then all of a sudden, at the very end, things start acting up. But you know what? to give God glory. Amen. All right, prophetess, let me see if I can bring you live with me. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am amazing. How are you doing this evening? Glad to be with you.
Ah, we are so glad to have you this evening. I tell you, God is so amazing. And when I started seeing all these technical difficulties and the laptop went into an update, and I'm like, what, where is this coming from? I'm like, oh, no, I know what this is. And I call you a distraction, and you are already shut down in Jesus' name. So as my grandma used to say, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So we're making it happen. And plan two, plan B. And so we just give God praise. And thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Amen. So glad to be with you. And I'm excited. I'm definitely ready.
Amen. Amen. I want you to introduce yourself to the On-Site Inside family and listeners.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Prophetess Deborah Allen. Amen. I am actually one of the pastors at Lighthouse Apostolic Ministries of God Church, the House of the Prophet. I'm glad to be with you. I've been in ministry about 23, 24 years. I received the Holy Ghost about 30 years ago. We praise God for the move, for the things that he's doing in this season. Amen. We thank God for birthing fierce during this time. We're so excited. We are in expectation and believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess, my next question, and I love to ask people the title. A lot of times the topic of the show, as I read your bio, either I'll read the bio and the Holy Spirit will give me your topic, or there's something that like a book or something that jumps at me, and I'll go from there. So it kind of depends upon what I'm reading in the bio or something you're saying about yourself, and I just allow the Lord to actually choose the topic. So fear stood out with me and to me. Tell me, what does fear mean to you?
Fear is having the ability to be able to stand. Not only to be able to stand, but to stand, to be able to hold on, to move forward. Fierceness is a quality that the people of God must have in order to remain. Amen. I thank God for the book, Fierce. Amen. God gave it to me. Amen. But fierce is really a lifestyle. Amen. In order to be with God, a lot of the saints, and I wrote the book because a lot of the people go through things and we start with God, but we do not remain. In order to hold on, you have to be fierce. That means hold on, be strong, don't give up, don't quit, don't faint. You must be fierce and stand with God. Amen. Fierce is a great trait that the body as a whole needs. Because even now you notice that sometimes people are in and out of church. But you have to have the ability to hold on and remain with God, to stay and to last. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, prophetess, as the Lord gave you that assignment for fierce, how was it birthed? Was it in a dream? Was it in a process of different sermons? How was that book birthed?
Fierce was actually given to me during one of the greatest battles of my life. And when I think about fierce, I was in prayer speaking to God, you know, and I told God, you know what, God, I'm not like other people. And, you know, I began to look at my life and the things I had been through in my life. And I had felt like many people feel, that my life had been a great battle. Amen. And during this season, my husband, I'm married to a man, Bishop Glenn Allen Sr., for the last 21 years. We are believers. And my husband was diagnosed with cancer, stage 2 leukemia, and I was going through such a battle in our ministry, in our home, and it was at a time, because a lot of times the people God feel because you're saved or you've been born again, that life is going to be okay, that we don't have to go through the things that we're going through because we're on God's side. But that's contrary to the word of God. Amen. And God began to encourage me, and I had to hold on with everything in me. And God gave me fears to encourage somebody else that though you're going through things and things not going the way you think they should go, and because it seemed like you had to battle all your life, God has created us and destined us and made us fears that we can hold on and remain. So it's really written to encourage the people of God to yet hold on. I know the devil is a liar. People tell you you don't go through these things because you're saved, but we could be saved, we could be anointed, we could be called, and we still have life that we go through. And you must hold on and be strong in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I tell you, God is so faithful. You said your husband had gotten diagnosed with cancer. How many years ago was that?
It has now been 2 years. When my husband was hospitalized, he went in for back pain. Come to find out that he had cancer, and we had to actually revamp our entire ministry due to this onset when he was diagnosed with cancer. God kind of made me move from behind the scenes and brought me more forward. Sometimes God does things to move us out of our comfort zone. Everything that you go through, it works for our good. Amen. Even if it's good, even if designed by God, God has purpose for our lives. Amen. And you know what? This cancer thing, though people thought it was a bad thing, it birthed such great fight in me. So it really, you know what, we have to be encouraged. And you don't know how strong you are until you have to be strong. And that's what God is saying, be fierce, be strong, hold on. Know that that he is our God. Don't faint, don't quit. Don't look at what you're going through, but we can make it. Amen. We definitely can make it. I'm so encouraged.
Amen. Amen. You know, I often say what you're currently looking at can be a facade or mirage. So don't bank on what you're seeing, but understand what the Father has told you is the true thing, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, You are a co-pastor now?
I have been pastoring for the last 19 years with my husband, Bishop Allen. I have always been in the ministry with him, but I kind of was more in the background of the ministry. I did a lot of things behind the scene, and I made sure that things ran smooth behind the scene. But in this season, God allowed me to move forward because this was the time to move forward. Amen. God designed it for me to come forth at this time.
Amen. 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 So tell us a little bit about the book itself, Fierce, and how it's changing lives as people are seeing themselves the way they should be and not allowing the world to tell them how they are.
My God, this book is definitely life-changing. As I wrote the book, as I penned the words, I wrote when the Spirit of the Lord was up on me. Amen. I received the Holy Ghost 30 years ago when I was 15. Amen. And as God, now it's been about 31 years. As I wrote this book, I didn't just write at any time. I wrote when God impressed upon me to write. Amen. As I began to pen the words, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, anointed my hands to write. And as I wrote these words, God began to move in the words. As you read Fierce, it would encourage you. It would strengthen you. It would move you. It would give you instructions. Amen. Even the chains on your life, the things that you're going through, amen, I'm talking about destiny, pain and loss, discouragement, praise and worship, rebuilding, different things that we go through in our lives. But as you read it, the Holy Ghost, God is moving in these pages. A lot of times as I wrote this book, God anointed me, tears flowed. God did a cleansing in me in Fierce. Fierce released a lot of things inside of me. Amen. It restored me. It healed me. Amen. It gave me strength. It encouraged me. Amen. And deliverance is in this book. Things that you've been going through all your life, things you don't understand. Amen. You don't understand how that we are destined to be great even from the beginning, that God is orchestrating our lives and how it's all is just going according to plan. And even though to us it looks like it's not going to plan, it is going according to plan because God is orchestrating our lives for our good and for our purpose. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, you said he did a cleansing through Fierce. And, you know, it is so funny how many times we're looking at things in a bad way. But through that cleansing and purging, he's like pruning some things you didn't need, some old things that you just allowed. And so through that pruning and that cleansing and that purging, then you saw that true version of you that he wanted to come forth anyway, if that makes sense.
It definitely
makes sense. So what would you say to the person right now that's going through that place of the pruning and they're like, ooh, I don't know if I can do this, Father. What would you say to that person?
Trust the process. Amen. Fear, things that I went through, it all was a part of the process. You have to go through different things in order to get you to where God wants us to be. Sometimes we get off track. Sometimes things not going the way we think. Amen. But it's all a part of the process. If you don't walk out the process, you cannot fulfill the plan that God has for your life. Amen. I never saw myself as an author. Amen. But as I wrote Fierce and God began to hit rewind in my mind about my life, and he showed me things, and he began to allow things to become clearer. He showed me the purpose that he had for the things that I went through. And some things you must go through to get through the process, to get to your purpose. Because as you walk it out, God is revealing the plan. Everything. Amen. And I know the enemy wants us to believe that the things that we're going through, that they're killing us, they're hurting us, but everything I have been through in my life, God has purposed it just for me. It's worked for my good. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, when you can't understand it, when you can't trust it, you have to believe God. Have faith in God. Trust God with your life. He will not fail you. He will not disappoint you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Fierce, you got to be strong in God and in the power of his might. And in the process of time, God is working it out for your good. He's showing you your destiny. He's bringing into you the newness of life. He's just moving you to another level. But you got to go through this thing and to get where you need to go. You have to go through the process. Amen. It's just a process. But God has it in control.
Amen. Amen. You know, people want to be in the finished state, but they don't want to go through what it took to get there. You know, they see you at the end result, but they don't want to go through what you went through. They want the anointing you have, but they don't want to go through what you went through. Man. So, Prophetess.
Amen. But
what is on your heart?
I would definitely say price for the anointing. If you want to be anointed of God, there is a price to pay. And one of the prices is obedience. Amen. We have to learn how to walk with God. We have to learn how to trust God. And not only that, you have to learn to go through the things that we must go through. Amen. In order to be victorious or to have a testimony, you have to pass the test. Amen. You got to come through this thing. Amen. But this is a faith walk. And one thing I want the people of God to recognize, we don't serve God according to our feelings, according to what it looks like, according to what other people say. I learned one thing during this, the greatest battle ever. And let me give God the glory. 2 years later, my husband has moved to stage 3 leukemia. We have done no medication. We have done no chemo. We have done nothing, nothing but prayer and fasting. God is faithful. If he bring you to this thing, he'll bring you through it. All things work together for the good. It's going to work for your good. Amen. Be encouraged, people of God. Don't let the things that you're going through determine who you are. You are who God called you to be. He's called us to be great, and we are great. Just hold on and go through the process of time, but know that God has it all in control. Don't give up. Don't give in. Do not be afraid. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Hold on. Having to done all to stand. I don't care if you barely standing. I don't care if you barely holding on. All that it matters is that you're holding on. Amen. Sometimes look, people look at how strong we are. Even if you got a little strength, hold on to what you have. Amen. God, look at our tenacity. Sometimes God want to see how bad we want this thing. Sometimes you got to prove your faith. Come on here. Sometimes everybody, we say we trust God and we believe God, but when God take us through things, we murmur and we complain. We faint. We throw in the towel. But when you believe God, you stand no matter what. Glory to God.
Wow. You know what? You said something that just hit me. You said that you're not, you didn't say these exact words, but you said you're not your, what you went through, you're not your circumstance. And many times when you've gone through something, you try, you equate what you went through with who you are or who you've become. And God said, not so. I see you no differently. I see you no less. And so I tell you, that is such a blessing and a testimony of, you know, the diagnosis 2 years ago in stage 4. Now he's stage 3 with no medication, no anything, but just prayer. And so we just believe God and thank God in advance as he continued to walk in his healing and defending his healing, because he's already healed. You understand? So
God
for that complete finished work that, you know, that you'll be able to do great exploits, and they'll be able to do the bone density test and saying, hey, we don't see any signs that it was even here, you know. So we just give God praise for that type of testimony, because we know he can and he will do it. He can and
Amen.
He will do it.
Amen.
Amen. So,
and for the people,
as you've been, go ahead.
No, I want the people, don't let what you have been through determine who you are. We are not victims. And that's one of the things about being fierce, because you have to take the power back that God gave you. Do not give the enemy the victory over you. I was one of those children. I was molested as a child. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I come out of an abusive relationship. Amen. I've been through a lot of things in my life, but am not a victim. I am an overcomer. The things that I survived, they did not kill me, but God gave me strength to endure the things that I have gone through. We are not victims, and I don't want the body to be victim-minded. Sometimes we go through things, and this woe is me, and I've been through this, and but we survived it. Amen. It don't have power over me anymore. The past don't have power. It cannot stop my destiny. Amen. We let the things we go through stop us. Amen. They just stepping stones. We going to win, and we have won, despite what you have been through. Amen. I should have been one of those women who died in domestic abuse, but God kept me. Glory to God. I've been through a lot. I've been on my own for 30 years, since I was 15, 16. I am 46. To God be the glory. Amen. And I'm not wounded. I'm not bitter. Amen. I'm whole in Christ. I thank God that he is God. Amen. I thank God for the victory that's already won.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so faithful, because you can use what happened to you as an excuse, or you can use it as a catalyst, or as you said, a stepping stone to take you higher. Then, yep, that happened, but guess what? That's not an indication of who I am, because it doesn't make me any less than who God says I am. And I still see myself the way he sees me. So, ooh, you said a mouthful there, Prophet. You said a mouthful there. Wow. You know, many times people get stuck. You know, they get stuck in that place. You said you could have died in domestic violence. You said that you could have been stuck in that place of being molested, but you rose above it all. And I tell you, that's a blessing in and of itself, to understand who you are in him.
Amen. God's been good to me. Amen. God's been, I'm not sad about my life. God has been so good to me. Amen. As I wrote that book, Fears, even I went back all those years, and God just showed me how his hand has been upon me, how he kept me, how he shielded me, how he protected me, how every time, not one time, not two times, but every time he delivered me, how he never forsake me, how good he's been to me. And sometimes we look at what we go through, but we don't look at our God. Our God is a great God. He is mighty to be praised. He's so amazing. Glory to God. I thank God for my afflictions. I thank God for the things that I went through. But it taught me who he was. I thank God that he kept me worthy to suffer for his name's sake. I thank God that I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I praise God for victory. Oh, I feel this thing. God is such a mighty God. Amen. We are victorious. Amen. We are champions. We are overcomers. Amen. We are just mighty. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Amen. It all worked for my good. Everything. The bad things, the good things, all things work together. It all worked for my good. And God gives the glory out of my life. And guess what? I'm still here. And I still have a prayer.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. That yet praise. Isn't it a beautiful thing to have that yet praise? Despite what you see, I will yet praise you, Father. you know, despite what I've gone through or going through, I will have a yet praise on the inside of me because nothing has changed who you are and because you're still a loving Father. You know, oh, my God, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. I tell you, Prophetess, I want to open up the lines. You want to open up the lines?
Amen.
If you have a question or comment, you're listening by internet, I want you to dial in at 929-477-2178. And press option 1, we'll bring you on live with us. Again, it's 929-477-2178, press option 1. Now, Prophetess, tell us how we can get that book while we're waiting for them to dial in. How can we get fierce?
Amen. Fierce is actually, you can get it from Barnes & Noble. You can get it from Amazon. It's it's a paperback book as well as an e-book through Kindle. You can get it through iTunes. Books a Million is everywhere. Amen. And it'll be Fierce by Prophetess Deborah Allen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So every now and then they get there like they want to be a little shy. 929-477-2178, press option 1. We have our first caller. Great evening to you. Welcome to Home Friday In Squad with Prophetess Deborah and Aaliyah. How are you?
How are you guys this afternoon? This is Sabrina. And I just want to say the show. Hey, how are you? How are you? How are you, Apostle? How are you doing tonight? Can you hear me?
Hey, man, I can hear you definitely.
She says, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I was sitting here and I was just agreeing and agreeing with everything that came out of your mouth. I just wanted to thank you for your words that you had delivered tonight. It has really, really got into my soul tonight to say that all the things I have gone through in my life, it was for a reason. And it was to make me stronger, to make my faith stronger, to make my walk stronger. And I just want to thank you so much for your message tonight because it allowed me to know that I am lining up and I am receiving what I need to receive each day to have such a strong relationship with God and just a strong relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. So I just wanted to say thank you so much tonight for your message. It was very powerful. I was just so excited sitting here, and I was like, amen. I was in the room in here just having a party all by myself, me and Jesus, and agreeing with you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad it touched you. Amen. And definitely, I think it's a needed message because sometimes I think that sometimes we have to be real with the people, and sometimes we act like that everything in our lives have been, you know, good or they have been great, or we put on a facade that everything is okay, and we go through some dark places. We go through things in our life, amen, but you know what? I thank God that I can trust him. Amen. I thank God.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to trust God, and I was a believer. I told God I had faith, but it's something else where you really have to trust God with your life. We say we believe him, and then things happen, and I really had to learn how to walk in faith and say, Lord, I trust you even with my life. Amen. And that was a hard place. Amen. It was a humbling place, but I thank God that I could trust him, and it reassured me that I know I can trust him because God has an excellent track record. Amen.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Amen. And I'm in agreement with you with that. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, Serena.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for letting me listen tonight because it was very powerful. Thank you so much, and blessings to you both.
Amen. To God you. Be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, Prophetess, many times people have, you know, have gone through some things, and sometimes you can just share a piece of just, you know, a part of your testimony, and it may, they may not be the exact thing, but it can be a reminder, like she just said, it reminded her of something, and it was like, you know what, oh, he's been so good, and it only made me stronger. It only, you know, created me to be that stronger spirit being in this, as my apostle put it, in this earth suit here in the earth. So I just give God a praise.
Amen.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I felt the shift. I don't know if you felt that, but I felt the shift just now. And it's a leaping in my spirit as I felt that shift.
Yes, God.
And I don't know if there's someone that's supposed to be dialing in, or if there's something that the Lord is going to give you to release, or if he's already given it to you. But I felt the shift, and then there's a leaping. There's like a joy that just came over me. Not that I was not already there, but, you know, there's something that there's a release that has to happen. So I don't know if you have it yet, but we just give God praise. And one of the things that I want to remind, whether people are listening that came on late or not, one of the things she said was, I survived some things, but I'm not a victim. And so we got to shift our mindset to see that, you know, like when people say, you know, I survived, I'm a survivor of, no, you're a thriver, because you're not a survivor, you're an overcomer and a thriver. We don't do the surviving game, not in the kingdom of God. And so I don't know what release is going to happen, but that just came back to me that you said a moment ago, and that blessed me because you said, I'm not a victim. Yeah, I went through that, but I'm not a victim. And your mindset came into the place of, I am a winner, I'm an overcomer, and I thrive in this life that God has given me despite what I've been through. So, oh, my God, that is a blessing and of itself, woman of God. That is such a blessing to be able to help people see things differently, shift their perspective, you know?
Amen.
Shift their
and we do have to change our mindset. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. You have to take back everything that the enemy has stole from you. Amen. You can't allow the enemy to have nothing. Amen. And in this season of my life, I'm taking back my divine rights, my divine authority. Amen. I'm battling against the enemy. Amen. And it's time to tear the devil kingdom down. Amen. He can't have my joy. He can't have my peace. He can't have my children. He can't have our ministry. He can't have my husband. I am battling. When you are desperate, you fight. Amen. And sometimes we get into this mindset that we don't want to fight. I'm just going to lay here. No, baby, that's not the season we're in. This is the season to fight. This is fighting season. This is time to attack enemy. I'm on attack. I am in war. Glory to God. I'm not giving the devil an inch. I am fighting all the way. Amen. That's why God got us. We strong. Amen. You are your best under pressure. Amen. I hear people say, I'm going through so much. I'm not losing my mind. All is well. I bring your mind under subjection. Amen. Don't even speak those things. Bring your thoughts and your voice under subjection. Amen. Speak strength. Amen. Get around other people that's strong. Be around other fighters, people that you see that's pushing and pressing. Amen. You can't hook up with coward soldiers because then you don't get no strength. But you got to get up with like-minded people. I'm in the battle. Amen. When you fight, you have to fight. Amen. This is, you know, sometimes as a body, we got kind of complacent where we was at. You know, things haven't changed. I'm just waiting on God to change. No, God told me, no, you bring the change.
God told me, you're not waiting on me. God said, what are you doing? You do your part, and I'm God. I'm going to do my part. He said, but if you don't want to fight, and if you just going to lay here and cry about it, I guess that's what we're doing. But God said, but when you get up and you do something about where you at, then change will come. We have to do something. God's not doing everything for us. You have to fight. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to see the enemy for what it is. You got to, this ain't, and I don't want to cry no more neither. I'm out of that season. I don't want to cry about it. I don't want to hold hands about it. I don't want to have kumbaya. I don't want none of that. It's war in time. We didn't cry enough. It's time to fight.
You know what?
To be strong.
You know what, Apostle? I mean, I'm going to call you Apostle again. That's what Sabrina called you a moment ago. One of the things that that my Apostle reminds us of is that the Lord has given us the power and authority to do. And he says, well, what you doing? I've given you the authority to do it, so open up your mouth and make it happen. And so you just made me think about that. Oh, my goodness. You just made me think about that.
We
wow.
turn down strongholds. Come on here. We walking through the kingdom, destroying things. Glory to God. I'm turning up stuff like a tornado over here. Glory to God. Amen. Because you have the power. You have the if we just, God, I told God, Lord, I've been waiting on you. And God, you ain't God for everything you need, I gave you. He said, but you're not using the tools that I gave you. He said, if you don't have things that you say you need, he said, because you're not making an effort. God said, everything you need, I have placed in your hand. God said, you are not waiting on me. God told me to get up and to pursue. God said, go and take it back. Go into the kingdom and take back everything that the enemy stole from you. God said, I decreed you. I saved you for such a time as this. Glory to God. To go back and get my people, to encourage my people, to strengthen the body, to take the fight demonic forces. You are equipped. You are saved and called for such a time as this. We are soldiers. I'm a soldier. I am a soldier. I get better under pressure. I get clarity as I go through. Glory to God. I see what I'm fighting. And you know what? My life is worth fighting for. My anointing, I'm fighting for. My family, I'm fighting for. If I don't fight, who gonna fight? If we all don't stop fighting, who gonna fight? God got to have somebody battling. All of us can't fall over. All of us can't be on our knees crying. All of us can't be weeping. That's what God told me. You crying about things that happened 20 years ago. God said, you need to let that go and come on. He said, it's over. He said, how long you going to mourn for that thing? He said, you can't move forward in me if you keep holding on to the past. He said, how can you move forward when all you can do is look behind you? You got to release that stuff so you can go to where I'm taking you.
Yes, God. Wow.
Let it go. It's over. God said, don't cry about it no more. Don't bring it up no more. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's time to focus and move forward.
Yes, ma'am. Readjust your focus. Yes. I love it.
Oh, we got to refocus.
Focus and move forward. Because
all those things are just, they just distracting you. All that stuff is just to distract you, to get you off course, to get you off your where you're going. He's showing you where you're going. But we let too many things, we allow things, we allow what we're going through, we allow people, we allow situations, they just hindering us. It's a trick of the devil to bring you, to distract you, to make you lose focus so that he can get you off track, so that he can just pull you to where he wants you to go. Amen. But this tunnel vision, you got to have, all you can see is God. Amen. And the saints just get to be saved. I'm going to be saved. Amen. Let me tell you, I am going to run this race with everything that's in me. I don't have nowhere else to go. I don't want to be anywhere else. I'm with God because I choose to be with God. I want to be with God, and I'm a prisoner of God, and I'm happy here. I don't want to be nowhere else. I love God.
Amen. Wow. One of the things I love doing is actually capturing some of the things that are that's said in the show and actually post it so that people can see it. And then also for those who missed us live, that'll make them want to go back and listen to the recording. But I tell you, you know, it's time, as you said, to revoke some things, to refocus, and now it's time to move. Girl, you said a mouthful. You said a mouthful.
I focus.
Yes.
Sometimes when you go through them hard battles, they make you grow up. That counsel made me wake up and say, oh, I'm here, what you going to do? I'm battling.
Wow. I tell you, God
but we
is faithful. He is faithful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Every time.
You know what?
Every time.
Man, people. But how can we be strong if we always put a facade on like everything okay and like nothing ever's been wrong with me and everything been good? That's why people can't come to God and be real with God. Because we got to let people know it's okay to come to God. It's okay if you got your issues. God going to deal with everything that you dealing with. God able to handle it. No matter how messed up you are, no matter your mistakes, no matter if you fail, I don't care what you have done. It is not over until God says it is over. Amen. It's never too late to start over again. Amen. God will give you chance after chance after chance. Amen. God is faithful over and over and over again. Amen. But you got to press. You got to fight. Stop allowing people to mess up your relationship with God. Stop allowing things and situations and finances and health and your job, your children, anything that separates you from God, you need to remove it. Nothing to separate us from God.
Nothing and no one.
Amen.
Wow. Well, we are going to do our final call for the line. And so if you want to dial in with a question or comment, that was 929-477-2178, option one. If you have a question or comment, we'll bring you live with Prophetess Deborah Allen and myself. And I tell you, Prophetess, you have been a blessing. You brought some great nuggets and some great reminders to some people to get their focus readjusted, to revoke some things and some refocus. Because we need to finish this year strong. There's only a month and a half left. Time to make sure we get the job done. Get it done. Don't even talk about, oh, I was 2019. No, the devil is a liar. It's time to get some things done now. Amen. Any final words that you want to leave?
Amen. Praise the Lord, woman of God. I will say that know that we are in the time. Amen. And I know it's November, and then we have December, and then we're going into the new year. But even during the last end of this year, God is bringing his manifestation to pass. The things that you've been waiting for, the things you've been asking him for, the things that's been held up, the things that you thought weren't going to ever come to pass,
God is bringing it to pass now. Amen. God is telling his people to dream again. Amen. That is not over. Just because I didn't come when you thought I was going to come does not mean I'm not going to come. I am God, and if I told you, I'm going to do it. And God said he's going to make time for his people. Amen. Because you held on, because you held on, God going to bless you in this season. I know we're at the end of the year, but before the year is out, you're going to see the doors and the ways that God is making for his people. In this time, God going to expedite it. Glory to God. Blessings unto you. Glory to God. The things that you forgot about, the dreams and the visions and the gifts that's down on the inside of you, God is rebirthing those things. The things that he showed you years ago and you start walking in the gift, he's restoring the gift. He's strengthening the gift. He's refining the gift. He's making you again. He's making you better. He's perfecting you. He's making you stronger. He's giving you purpose. He's giving you renewed vision. Amen. He's giving you a chance again. Amen. You may have missed it one time. He said, but he didn't brought it full circle. And this time, we're going to get it right. The things that we failed the last time, but this time we learned from our mistakes. And this time, we're going to walk in and be in divine order, and we're going to walk in authority and have the things that God said he was going to do for his time. It's our season. Amen. Be ready. Be expecting God to move. Be looking for God to move. Begin to get before God. Pray. Meditate. Seek the face of God. Ask him what it's for you to do. Sanctify yourself. Pull off anything that separates you from God and get before God. Study, prepare, praise, worship, and pray. And watch the hand of God move in your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, Prophet Ezekiel, God, praise for you tonight. I tell you, you've been a complete blessing to the body. Like I said, the reminders and the things that you shared. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. So tell us one more time how you can get the how we can get a copy of the book Fierce.
Fierce is a phenomenal book. Amen. You can definitely get Fierce online. You can get Fierce at Barnes & Noble. You can get Fierce at Amazon. It's available on Kindle, iTunes. It is a hard copy book as well as an e-book. Amen. But definitely Amazon definitely sells it. Barnes & Noble and also Books A Million also sell it. Amen. And it will be under Fierce, Prophetess Deborah Allen. Amen.
Amen. But Prophetess, again, we appreciate you. We thank you for sharing with us, and we look forward to you coming back to On Friday and starting in the near future. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You're welcome. All right. Guys, if you missed any of the interview with Prophetess Deborah, I tell you, you got to go back and listen to the recording. She dropped some great, great nuggets tonight. Reminders of you are not a victim. You're not just a survivor either, thriver, and you're an overcomer. So I give God praise for her tonight. Make sure you go out and look for her book, Fierce, because God is truly using her in this hour. So, guys, remember next week's show is going to be our annual show, and it's entitled, What Are You Thankful For? So the guests are actually you. You're going to have to dial in and share, and you're going to share what you're thankful for, because for some people, the holidays are a hard time for them. But as you share, they're going to hear the smile in your voice. They're going to see, you know, life through your eyes. And they're going to become thankful and not sad any longer. They may have had loved ones pass away. And for some people, this may be their first holiday without a loved one. So I want you to make sure you dial in next week. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. We need you to dial in next week and share. That's going to be our third annual show entitled, What Are You Thankful For? So make sure you dial in and share what you're thankful for and be a blessing to many. I am Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire Inspire, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, and you'll be sharing with us what are you thankful for. Love you guys, and have a great week.